Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question.
Tell me, what have you heard about pornography lately?
Now, would you like to learn more about what a person is in their learned interdict life? How young they are when this happens? Have you ever wanted to know how they become a victim of pornography? Is this a problem these days? Do you know what a parent or spouse should be on the lookout for when you suspect that pornography has invaded your family's life?
In New York, where the president will
Can you imagine what some of the warning signs are, things you need to look out for?
Colonel Cedric Layton,
when was the last
National
time
Security
you
Analyst
heard
Peter Bergen,
that you should beware of penguins? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to a guest who has been on the show many times before. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in today and talk to us. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions you have. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I have been honored to become a featured host, and we now have over 500,000 wonderful listeners today. Now let me tell you a little bit about my return guest today. Reverend Penny Lusendorf and her husband are founders of Light Dawns Ministry. They have resided in West Michigan for over 30 years, faithfully committed to the Lord as well as serving their church. They have three married daughters and six beautiful grandchildren. Family is paramount in their lives and spending weekends together. Together, our success coach and her husband authored the book, We Promise, 18 Foundational Stones for an Unshakable Marriage. They are available for special speaking engagements as well as seminars and retreats. We Promise is endorsed by the National Christian Counselors Association, National Conservative Christian Church, and was recently added as a Focus on the Family resource. My guest is ordained also by the NCCC. She has years of experience in various Christian ministries. She served as a part of the leadership team of Healing Rooms of Grand Rapids, Michigan for over 6 years. She has created Healing Hearts CPR, and that is something that she is proud to promote, and I am proud and happy to talk about it on our show. I'm pleased to welcome back today the Reverend Penny Lusendorf. Hi, Reverend Penny. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, January, and I hope you had a fabulous Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, thank you, and we extend that hope to all of our listeners. Now that we're into 2013, it's time to start thinking about some very serious topics, and you have titled this show, Beware of the Penguins. Where did you come up with that term? Is it frequently used these days?
Well, the reason we came up with that term is that it is used as a cliche, and the cliche of the penguin is often used to portray something that appears harmless, but
mm-hmm.
behind the outer appeal lurks a device of destruction. And the
wow.
countershading of a penguin actually causes them to be hidden in the water so that they cannot be seen. Another analogy of the penguin is one of stealing. Mm-hmm. Penguins like to steal very important things from another penguin that is nesting. They like to steal the nesting materials. So on the outside, they look all cute and harmless, but
mm-hmm.
behind them is lurking some destructive vices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why I wanted to use the analogy of the penguin in regards to the issue and the devastating effects of pornography.
Oh, well, that's a brilliant analogy, and because you always just think of penguins as, March of the Penguins. They're so funny and cute in the way they do their little feet and so totally harmless. But yet, when you use that analogy applied to pornography, it's quite threatening, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is very threatening because, see, when anyone gets addicted to pornography, it doesn't start out as a full-blown addiction. You know, they're not just jumping in full bore. They're
mm-hmm.
lured away
okay.
in sometimes innocent ways, okay? Or
mm-hmm.
they are searching for something and happenstance upon it, such as on the Internet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, today, because of the Internet, pornography has become a huge, huge industry, okay,
mm-hmm.
Which is devastating people daily.
And when you say pornography, what is the quote-unquote definition that we would apply to pornography in these days now that everyone has access to the Internet?
Well, the definition of pornography would be any material or visual entertainment that uses images that are alluring to stimulate a sexual feeling. Now, these images typically are immodest or indecent. And as I said before, it starts out small, all right, and it grows into a huge, huge addiction because when a person first falls into this trap of pornography, okay,
uh-huh.
and they feel this stimulating, alluring effect sexually, okay,
mm-hmm.
yesterday's what satisfied them will not satisfy them tomorrow.
Okay.
And because
okay.
of what occurs in the brain and the endorphins, they have to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into this destructive vice to get the satisfied feeling that they had yesterday or a month ago or 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a person
yeah.
much further than they thought they'd ever go. And mm-hmm. it traps them.
And it's basically like any other addiction that we're dealing with these days. People fall into it without realizing what has happened to them. You know, Penny, we're going to take a break and hear a word about your host today. And when we come back, I want to discuss with you how people are lured into this vice, this addiction, and at what age they normally start doing this. We will be right back with my dear friend, the Reverend Penny Lusendorf.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Penny Lucenorf, and we're discussing the pornography, the problem with addiction to pornography these days. Now, Penny, what age is a person normally introduced to this addiction?
Well, this is going to shock you, but normally a person is introduced to pornography before they're 12 years old, okay?
Wow.
And the largest consumers of Internet pornography are people between the ages of 12 and 17.
Oh, dear. Oh,
that,
my God.
That is mind-boggling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a broader picture of what is going out there on the World Wide Web, there is over 420 million pornography Internet pages.
Oh, my gosh.
And 42% of people that use the Internet are viewers of pornography.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah. It is a huge money-making industry, and just to even give you a bigger picture of these stats, the pornography industry is so large that it brings in revenues that go above all these top technology companies combined. So if you were to combine Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, Yahoo, Apple, Netflix, Earthlink, the pornography industry has larger revenues than all of those combined.
Wow. That is
so you
so
can
awesome.
See the problem it has created in people and in families.
Right. Well, now, when someone goes on to these sites, do they charge you to go to watch this stuff?
Some of them, they do charge for it. Some of them are free. So this is where the vice happens, okay?
Mm-hmm,
you stumble upon something on the Internet that is, pornographic, and that's what kind of hooks and seizes the person in. And maybe they'll go back and they'll visit it a couple more times. Well, then they've got to get into it further, so then there will be charges, you know? So, yes, there is free stuff out there, but there is also stuff that will charge you, okay? And another huge problem that's going on right now with young people because of our iPhones and our iPads is young adults, okay, you're talking about junior high kids, are downloading pornographic apps on their iPads and their iPhones. It's a huge problem out there right now, which is why parents have got to be so, so wise about what they're allowing their children to do. See, parents have to be willing to parent their child and not be their friend.
I think growing up, I remember that young boys mostly would get, like, a Playboy magazine and look at those pictures and hide it in their room. But now young children have access to sites all over the world and very, very intensive pornographic experiences. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And see, here's where it has become such a big problem because, see, years ago, before the mm-hmm. internet, if someone mm-hmm. wanted to dabble in pornography, they had to purchase these types of magazines or books, and they were taking the chance of being seen, or they'd have to go to one of your adult, you know, venues where there was, you know, strippers or things like that. So they were always taking the chance of being caught or being seen. But see, now people can do it in the secrecy of their bedroom or in the secrecy of their home, and no one ever knows about it. And now it is so accelerated, and it has gotten to be such a devastating effect because, see, it's gone beyond the Playboy magazines, okay? You're talking about stuff that is very, very, very wretched and very, very devastating. And when someone is, say they go to search for something, and by the way, sex is the number one search on the internet, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. But say you mistype a word. You know, you're going to go type in to go to some website, and you mistype it. You could very well land on a pornography website because they try to get addresses that are very similar to common addresses that people type in to go visit, you know, a well-known website. So, unfortunately, these people end up on a pornography website by accident. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's very
and if they stay there and dwell there very long, they're getting sucked in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's how that addiction begins. You know,
Penny,
I'm just still stunned when you talked about the industry being bigger than Apple. What were the other companies? That whole statement. Would you repeat that statement for my listeners? Because that's so powerful.
Sure. Okay. And these are old stats, okay, because it takes several years for them to compile accurate statistics. The pornography industry is larger than the revenues of the top technology companies combined of Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, Yahoo, Apple, Netflix, and Earthlink.
Wow.
That is mind-boggling, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, those numbers. When you get a chance, email me that information because I want to share that with my listeners with my newsletter that I send out every month. That blows my mind. And then you also said that 42%, what was that figure?
42% of Internet users view pornography.
Wow.
So that almost half of the people that are going on the Internet are going to view pornography. So that's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, in 2006, the porn revenues were over $97 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is a problem that's not going to go away anytime soon. And that's why it's so extremely important that, one, we want to protect our children because if they get hooked on this stuff at a young age, now the pornography industry has got a consumer for life, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
these kids are young. Their adult brains haven't kicked in yet, okay? So they don't have that reasoning ability like an adult would have. So they're sucked in at a young age. They take this into adulthood. They get married. They take these problems into their marriage, which cause devastating effects. And if they get into the pornography industry deep enough, they're going to act out on things that they viewed. And that's really horrifying. You know,
could you share with us what a parent or spouse should be on the lookout for? What are some of the warning signs? What can we do to be proactive to protect our children?
Okay. Well, first of all, you want to put filters, and not just the filter that comes with your computer, but you want to buy a very good filter for your computer that will block those types of sites. so that your family members can't get on them. That's one of the most important things. Now
where
let me block out
this?
Some.
Where do you find this filter?
Well, one place that you can check, I'll give you one website that will give you a lot of information on where you can find filters at and things like that. It's called Covenant Eyes. And just a minute here.
Covenant Eyes.
Covenant Eyes. Yes. And that it's CovenantEyes.com. And that should give your listeners a lot of information on where they can get filters, what they can do to protect their families, things like that.
Now that we're talking about information, could you at this time share the information for your website, Penny?
Oh, absolutely. It's www.lightdawns.org, which is LightDawns.org.
Okay.
And
that information is on our show page for our listeners to refer to when they listen to this show in our archive. So now let's go back to warning signs. What do we look for when we are wondering if our children or grandchildren are involved in this?
Okay. Well, there's three areas we want to look at. We want to look at their physical behaviors, their emotional behaviors, and their financial behaviors. So when we're talking about physical behaviors, we want to notice how much time are they spending on the computer, okay, since that's the easiest way for them to access pornography. Do they spend time in their bedroom on the computer? When you walk by them, do they immediately click the computer off or change to a different window? Are they spending a lot of time away from home that's not accounted for? Okay. Do they spend extra hours at the office per se? Okay.
That would be for your spouse.
Yes. Yes. Do they seem tired or worn out? All right. That could be due to them staying up so late at night, accessing it during the midnight hours. Some of the emotional behaviors that you'd want to look for is, are they withdrawing from the family? That's really important.
Don't you have to really look closely at their friends, because they could be going to their friends' homes and doing this.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is so important that as parents that we know where our kids are going, and when they go over to their friends, what kind of home is that? What kind of morals do those parents have, and what kind of safeguards have those parents put in place with, you know, their own children? And the other thing is, are the parents home?
Yeah.
Like when I was raising my kids, my children weren't allowed to go to someone else's home if the parents weren't there.
Right. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yes, absolutely. Some other emotional behaviors that you would want to look for is, are they very irritable or are they on edge? Do they become really angry over little things, right? Or do they try to justify some of their behaviors or actions by saying, well, so-and-so does this or that, or why are you judging me, or you don't trust me, that type of a thing.
So you really have to have a handle on how your child is acting. And the other important thing I think we need to stress is that you really need to know what their friends' parents are like and what kind of an environment they are in when they're invited to go over and play with friends or visit with friends.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, one time something happened with one of my own daughters, and she was begging me to go on a camping trip with this particular family, and I just didn't feel good about it, okay? And you know how kids really press you and press you, and, please, Mom, all the other kids do this, yada, yada. And I said, I don't know, I have to think about it. Well, I was in her bedroom, and I noticed something wadded up and thrown in her wastebasket, and I'm a nosy mother, and mothers should be nosy, okay? These are your children.
Well, I agree.
And I picked out this wad of paper and opened it up and began to read it. And what it was is it was a note from her friend who she wanted to go camping with, and her friend telling her what she did at this campground, which wasn't good, by the way, okay? And it involved boys. Well, I confronted my daughter about it and told her absolutely not. She could not go camping with her. In fact, she wasn't allowed to go to her house anymore. The girl could come to our house, but my daughter was no longer allowed to go there because of what this note revealed that this girl was involved in. So it is just so important that we are aware of the kind of kids our kids are hanging out with, and we protect them. Now, they're going to hate you. You know, your kids are going to hate you sometimes, but that's okay. We're
that's
not supposed to be their friend. We're supposed to be their parent and protect them.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is I think both of you and I can speak from experience. If they don't hate you occasionally, you're not doing a good job.
Absolutely. That's a true statement.
So it goes with the territory. It's the price you pay for concerned parenting, and it's a badge of honor.
That's right. That is right. And, you know, now that my daughters are all married and have children of their own, they have all come back to us and thanked us for protecting
you'll
them.
You'll never regret supervising your children closely. You know, this has been so wonderful, Penny, having you on the show. And I hope that all of our listeners will share this show with their friends. It's amazing, the figures and the numbers that you've shared with us, and most people don't realize what a big problem this is. So I'm so appreciative of you coming on and doing our interview today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you for coming, and we will have you back again soon. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch our interviews with these amazing guests like Penny with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you with information like we just heard today. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you become successful. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering at blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success and advice. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate quote of the day. You know, chocolate has many preservatives. Preservatives will make you look younger. That's my hope. So for now, my dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful, informative guest, the Reverend Penny Lucen North. This is January Jones thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.